From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. President Bush today denounced a reported North Korean nuclear test as unacceptable.
The United States condemns this provocative act. Once again, North Korea has defied the will of the international community, and the international community will respond.
In New York today, members of the United Nations Security Council are discussing what that response will be. Joining us now is NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman. Hi, Michelle. What more did President Bush have to say about what the U.S. will actually do?
Well, I mean, the main thing was to work through the Security Council. He said that he's had conversations with the leaders of China, South Korea, Russia, and Japan. They all talked about the need to reaffirm the commitment to a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. And interestingly enough, he also talked about the concern he has with nuclear proliferation or proliferation of missile technology. In this case, he said the transfer of nuclear weapons or material by North Korea to state or non-state entities would be considered a grave threat to the United States, and we would hold North Korea fully accountable for that. So it looks like if this is confirmed, this claim that they have done this test, that the U.S. is going to sort of shift its focus to containing this threat, to working with other nations to make sure there's no proliferation of technology from North Korea.
So he wants to work with the U.N. and the U.N. Security Council. What can the Security Council do?
The Security Council met this morning already. Ambassador John Bolton came out of that meeting. He's the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., saying that there was really a general sense of condemnation. And he laid out some elements he'd like to see in a sanctions resolution. The U.N. Security Council did pass a resolution over the summer condemning North Korean missile tests. And at that point, they talked about the need to make sure there's no transfer of dual-use technology to North Korea or sales of this equipment to other countries. Ambassador Bolton said this next one is going to go beyond that, but whether or not the other council members are really ready for a much broader sanctions resolution is still a bit up in the air, though there was a lot of angry and concerned rhetoric at the UN today.
Well, two of them, China and Russia, usually oppose sanctions against North Korea. Where are they today?
That's right. Well, it was interesting to hear the Russian ambassador as he went in. He said the North Koreans will face a serious attitude on the Security Council. The Chinese ambassador, he talked about how we warned North Korea on Friday. The Security Council did pass a statement on Friday warning them against a test. The ambassador said this has been neglected and ignored, and this matter poses a serious threat to peace and security. Now, that's the sort of language that you hear in a so-called Chapter 7 resolution, which is the most serious resolution the Security Council can pass.
And talk about the other big news today at the UN, and this is the vote by the Security Council for a new Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon.
That's right. And he's the South Korean foreign minister. Ambassador Bolton called this an appropriate juxtaposition that on this day you're dealing with a North Korean reported nuclear test. And then you have the South Korean foreign minister being recommended to the General Assembly to become the next Secretary General. Ambassador Bolton called this an appropriate juxtaposition. He said he can't think of a better way to show the progress in the South and what he called the tragedy in the North.
And he is the only candidate, so he will be approved.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was one out of about seven, and it goes to the General Assembly, which is pretty much a formality at this point.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.